Anyhow, Hillary Clinton won. This is what Marcus Ruiz Evans writes. Hillary Clinton won more than 61% of the popular vote in the November election. In a few weeks, the state of California will give Yes California, that's the name of the group, Yes California, the right to begin circulating petitions to qualify a Calexit vote for the 2018 ballot, as in California exit, like Brexit is British exit. Almost 7,000 volunteers will collect signatures for the petition. They go on to say three reasons make this a very good idea. Number one, size. California is the sixth largest economy in the world. We can govern ourselves. Number two, taxes. California is a maker state, contributing more to the federal government than we receive. In contrast, South Carolina takes in more than $7 in federal funds for every $1 they contribute. And number three, culture. California is more liberal, more educated, and wealthier than most every other state. Our views on education, science, immigration, taxation, and healthcare are different. The author goes on to say, no one's going to pull money out of California if it secedes. No one's going to invade. No one's going to stop trading. There's just too much money invested here. Too many deals already going on. The world will not let the California economy be disrupted. And in another article out of Yahoo News, this by Sharon Bernstein, more Californians dreaming of a country without Trump. One in three California residents supports the most populous states, U.S. states, peaceful withdrawal from the union, according to a new Reuters Ipsos opinion poll. 32%. Now, in 2014, just, what, 2.5 years ago, it was 20%. It's now 32% of Californians say, yeah, we should become our own country. The national average, by the way, favoring secession for whatever state you may happen to live in is around 20%. And that's down from 24% in 2014. But California in particular is really interesting. 39 million residents, the sixth largest economy in the world. It's already functionally a nation state. California was the first state to do serious emission controls, the catalytic converters, because of the smog in Los Angeles. And so car manufacturers all across the United States just started putting catalytic converters in cars. I mean, this was before there was a federal requirement because they wanted to sell into California. California can lead in so many areas. And it's one of the reasons why I think it's so important that they not separate from the United States, because California could actually become the tail that wags the dog of the United States. California could become the center of resistance against an era of Trump. There is so much potential there. California, by the way, Yes California, the group that is pushing for the Cal exit, their email list jumped from fewer than 2,500 people. This was a fringe group before the election of Donald Trump, to 115,000 right now, according to the president, Louis Marinelli.